Welcome.
You have reached the Family Curse Podcast. Prepare to be told stories of the mysterious, unexplained, and frightening by your host, Mary Jane, with her little monsters, Mason and Macy.
Turn off the lights, get under your blankets, because you are in for a spooky story.
You can't turn back. Welcome back to the Family Curse Podcast with your hosts, Mary Jane.
And Macy.
And Mason.
All right. So, we have another story for today. Today, we are going to our semi-homeland of Ireland because...
We're Irish.
A lot of my family came from Irish.
Yeah.
So we're gonna head on over there
and talk about leprechauns.
I know. I'm excited. I like the leprechauns. I think they're fun.
Give me your gold.
Something like that. Okay, so the leprechaun is an Irish fairy. And sometimes people call them the Fae. Not fairy, but the Fae. It's another word for it. Tales of the legendary leprechauns have been told and recorded for thousands of years, but are they just stories? So according to the website Ancient Origins, many scholars believe that the origin of the word leprechaun is the old Irish, and please forgive me because I'm not going to be able to say these correctly, lú chorpen, meaning small body. Another definition has linked the modern name to lú chorpán, a word from the 8th century AD, which is defined as a sprite or a pygmy.
Wait, like the drink?
No, not like the drink. A sprite would be...
Small thing.
Like a little fairy, like a little tiny...
Pixie.
Yeah, pixie, something like that, yeah.
Pixie
pygmies
dust.
Are, you know, very short-statured people.
Pixie stick.
Finally, the word leprechaun has been connected to leth brogan, which is a shoemaker. And this definition is also a possibility, as many stories about leprechauns have shown their profession to be the cobblers of the fairy world.
So like not the peach cobbler?
Not the cobblers you eat. A cobbler would be cobbler. Someone who makes shoes. You cobble the shoe. There are so many tales of leprechauns. Sometimes they are good.
Sometimes they're evil.
They are bad. And evil. Sometimes... They are tricksters who cause trouble, but also like to make things right.
That's nice.
Can be.
I've heard they give you 3 wishes if you find their gold or capture them.
So the typical
put them in a cage.
We don't want to put anybody in a cage. The typical description of a leprechaun is a man, though there are mentions of female leprechauns, but that is way, 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 way back in history. He will typically wear a green suit. He has a red beard. He often has nice black boots with a shiny gold buckle. And if you catch one, they will grant you 3 wishes. But they're going to use a lot of tricks to kind of get you out of those 3 wishes. And they're going to try and use tricks to keep you from getting their gold. So do you want to hear a recent leprechaun story?
Yes.
Can you wish for their gold?
Yes. But they're going to do whatever trick they can to, like, get it back before it's all said and done. They're tricky.
And we have multiple black cats to keep us away from leprechauns.
Maybe. All right, so this story begins in 1989. So when I was 8 years old. So a little younger than you. There's a guy named Kevin Woods, and he lives in Ireland, and he claims to be the Leprechaun Whisperer. And you can find him on Instagram. His name is Kevin Woods Whisperer on Instagram. And he has a website. Woods has devoted his life to protecting the last 236 leprechauns that live in Ireland. He has worked for years to have Ireland recognize leprechauns as a protected species. And in 2009, despite the fact that no one besides him has ever seen a leprechaun, the European Union approved the area of Slate Rock below Foy Mountain and protected, gave the leprechauns protective status.
Okay, how far did he fall off a cliff?
I don't know, but if you hurt a leprechaun, you can be in a lot of trouble from the European Union for hurting the leprechaun. It's an offense.
Hurting it.
Because they're protected. It's like a protected species. Like, you can't kill a bald eagle in America.
Oh.
Yeah. Back in 1989, this guy named PJ O'Hare, and you can go on YouTube and you can watch the video of his interview. He shows everyone a very small suit of clothing that he found in Carlingford, Ireland. A little tiny. Look, Macy, it looks like one of the little outfits that would go on your baby dolls. It's a little jacket, a little pair of pants, and a little hat, with a little pointed hat with a bell on top.
Why? Couldn't he just have made it?
He's like a green version of Santa Claus.
I guess, yeah. Well, this guy, PJ O'Hare, he finds it, and he cons it. He puts it in a real nice glass case, and he finds some bones, and he says these bones are part of the find. And
Are they chicken bones?
They don't look like... This is going to sound terrible, but they kind of like dog bones. I know. So anyway.
No.
So these newspaper people come out, the reporters come out and interview Mr. PJ O'Hare. And his idea, he theorizes that the leprechaun removed his clothes in order to transform into something larger to fight another spirit. Kind of like the Incredible Hulk. You know how he's little and then he gets big, or Ant-Man, you know. But the leprechaun's clothes aren't going to shrink and grow, so he had to get naked to, like, fight whatever he was going to fight. Okay, so I don't know why he's running around naked, but we got a naked leprechaun. So this guy, PJ O'Hare, he's on the news talking about his little outfit that he found. And this completely fascinates Mr. Kevin Woods. So he goes up into the hills, the same hills where PJ O'Hare found the clothes. They go up there, a bunch of other people, to search for the naked leprechaun. So this has led to years of studying and spending time with the leprechauns. Woods claims that he has met three leprechauns and that he has been allowed to speak to them.
And then why can't he, like, capture one, get three wishes, and wish for to take a picture and to have his string of his beard and his gold, and then he'll have a picture of the leprechaun?
Well, I think Mr. Woods, I think people have asked him questions like that, and he has built a relationship with the leprechauns, and he says that he does have access to their gold, that they've left him gold coins and stuff before. So, I mean, maybe he doesn't want to make them mad. I don't know. So, Mr. Woods explained that while most people cannot see the leprechauns, he has special powers that mean they appear to him and communicate with him through an out-of-body experience.
Okay, I think he got a little bit too got hit a little bit too much in the head.
Well, I mean, we don't know. He says that he kind of goes, I guess, being that it's an out-of-body experience, his soul kind of leaves his body and it goes and communicates with the spirit.
It's kind of like a different dimension.
Maybe.
A world.
He says that leprechauns are spirits. So maybe they have to communicate.
Maybe he's a leprechaun.
Maybe he was a past leprechaun in his life.
Maybe. So he says they look just as you might imagine them. Like in the cartoons, really. That is how they appear to me, because they are spirits. They are about 18 inches tall, have top hats, green jackets, trousers, and shoes, which are pointed or round, and always with gold buckles. They were cobblers because they spent so much time dancing, and so they wear out their shoes, which is why they became cobblers. That's according to Mr. Woods. So Kevin Woods, every year, he hosts an event called the Leprechaun Hunt. And he had ceramic leprechauns with money under them all over the hill, and people go out to hunt for them. You have to pay like 10 pounds, or that's their money over there.
How much would that be in American dollars?
Like $8 or $9. But you have to pay like 10 euros or 10 pounds, and you get to go out on the hill and hunt for a leprechaun. And underneath that leprechaun is money. And I think
how
he says,
much money?
A good bit. He says between 10,000 and 20,000 pounds, I think, every year. He, you know, kind of sticks out there. So if you find the leprechaun, you find whatever money he puts underneath.
Okay, well, can we go to Ireland to get some money?
It would cost us more than that to go over there. So the reason why he does this, he says, according to Mr. Woods, he does the leprechaun hunt to keep the belief in leprechauns alive because, and this is a quote from Mr. Woods, for every person who stops believing, another leprechaun spirit dies. All right. Do you believe it or is it a hoax?
I mean, he might have got his head hit in the head a little bit too much.
I don't believe it.
I don't want a leprechaun to die.
Not either. So if you say you don't believe it, you just killed a leprechaun.
Oh.
So what if there are people and like the people who were the Munchkins in the Wizard of Oz or something? I mean, maybe. But the outfit that Mr. O'Hare showed literally would have fit one of your little baby dolls. Like, it's tiny.
You can make custom items like that, though.
I know, but if it's a real leprechaun outfit, I mean, that's
not, are they fat?
Not a real human size. Like, I don't. That's smaller than a newborn baby. I mean, it's tiny.
Are leprechauns fat?
I don't know. I'm sure if they come in all shapes and sizes like humans do.
It's like the seven dwarfs.
They're dwarfs.
They were dwarfs. They weren't leprechauns.
Yeah, but like...
No, leprechauns are even smaller than the dwarfs. They're like the size of your American Girl doll.
So they're like the size of that?
They're about the size of Macy's American Girl dolls.
Oh, then they're kind of big.
Like, yeah, but that's not
how
a human.
How is this is big, Mason?
Kinda.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could spot one. I don't know, but hoax or real? What do you think?
No. Not real.
Hoax? Real.
You think so?
Kinda.
I mean, if it's a spirit, I don't know. I'm so wishy-washy on the whole spirit thing.
In between. Maybe. I have my doubts about it, but I, yeah.
But you wouldn't be upset if you saw, I mean, I'd like to see one.
Yes.
It'd be cool.
I'm just imagining an old Santa man dressed in a green outfit.
Well, we tried to watch Darby O'Gill, but y'all seem to get bored with that one.
I watched it with you.
A little bit. Okay. All right. So make sure that you follow us and subscribe to our podcast. And we will have some, that our podcast is everywhere that you can find them.
Spotify, Amazon Music, and any other platform with podcasts or music.
And don't forget to follow us. And sorry that it took a while for us to get more episodes.
We'll do a little better this time. All right. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.